All right, everybody, happy new year. It's the first podcast for 2022, which sounds like some space age time period. Anyway, I'm going to share with you guys a few thoughts on what I think is important this year in terms of development, your priorities. I hope they're in check instead of focusing on the traditional goal setting and New Year's resolutions. Okay, we're going to talk about it. Stick around for the show. Let's get it in.
You're listening to the Baseball Nomad Podcast.
On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the international game of baseball and softball.
Every week on the show, we will talk with coaches and players from around the world, where we'll discuss preparation, motivation, and building a consistent mental process for those high-leverage, high-stakes situations.
If 90% of the game is mental, we need to stop giving everything a physical remedy.
Stick around for your host. He's played and coached professionally on 5 different continents and won 12 different national championships.
He's the original baseball nomad. Some call him the hit doctor, but heck, you can just call him Coach AB.
Everybody, today we're going to talk about what I think one of the most important things when it comes to baseball and development. Let's just put it out there. Focus. It's huge. And a lot of times we spend all this time training and we don't end up really focusing our brain or our attention. And I want to get you to start thinking about the acronym. You've probably heard it before. WIN. W-I-N. Look, it can be really hard, and sometimes we really need to be honest with ourselves. There's a lot of stuff that comes our way. School, work, there's social stuff. Then you've got expectations, from coaches, from parents. I have to look in the mirror sometimes because I realize that not too many people really like to be coached. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't take care of our development, if we don't get the coaching, it's hard to improve. And when we get that stuff, we need to focus. Now, I prescribe to the philosophy, how you do anything is how you do everything. Now, in my mind, it means what we do now impacts who we become tomorrow. That's probably the thing that I'm constantly trying to get my players to understand. The more they make a habit of making their actions reflect the person they want to be, the better position they put themselves in for the future. Now, I never liked that saying, fake it until you make it. But I do believe you need to act like the person you're trying to be or to where you're trying to go. If you want to be a good hitter, well, you got to hit. If you want to be in good shape, well, you got to work out. If you want to be healthy, you have to eat healthy and do healthy things, right? How you do anything is how you do everything. This means that how you show up to something small and seemingly pointless in life is how you show up in all aspects of your life. Yeah, they're connected. Everything is connected. Okay. Now, we all have those days when we just can't seem to find the right way, or it doesn't seem like we're making progress at all. And you know what? That's okay. That's part of it. And you're not alone on that journey. We all go through those periods where in our lives, we feel like things aren't changing. We're not growing. What I can say is don't give up, because a lot of times, that's an outcome that you have no control over anyway, right? In 2022, when we focus on that acronym, WIN, what's important now, You hold yourself responsible for what you're focusing on. We are always in control of how we spend our time. We just have to understand that sometimes the outcomes, man, sometimes they're just out of our hands. But time and focus, that's the thing that we have to harness. Time is what we all share. And it doesn't discriminate based on how much money you make, where in the world you reside, or, you know, even your race. The only thing different about each person's 86,400 seconds are going to be determined by their choices, which will determine who they become and what they focus on. Right? It's a mathematical equation, baby. At any given moment, our minds can only sustain one thought at a time. Quality. One. So it's important that we don't focus on stuff from the past or focus on things that could go wrong in the future. In order to be successful and productive, we need to be focused and have that calm mind. Having that calm mind, achieving that, it can seem impossible at times, especially in this current climate that we've been living in with the pandemic. Depending on where you're at, you're being bombarded with constant thoughts, and a lot of them are negative about the pandemic and what's gone wrong and how you have to adapt and just being uncomfortable. I mean, we've got a lot of shit vying for our attention right now. In our brain, any given moment, we've got this stuff that's happening. And, you know, if we're honest, it's hard to stay in control of it all. We can't take care of everything that needs doing simultaneously. It just doesn't work that way. The brain just doesn't work that way. Even if you were diligent about scheduling things out on your calendar or planner page, which I am increasingly realizing most people aren't, or if you were really good at, you know, meditating and eating healthy and being kind to others or on some monk stuff or whatever, there would still always arise unforeseen circumstances which require out-of-the-box and immediate solutions. Sometimes things would sometimes happen without warning. That's called a crisis, right? And how do you get through any crisis? Well, here comes that acronym again. You focus on when. What's important now? I'll give you an example. We had an earthquake the other day here in Changzhou, in China, where I live. Okay. Now, I'm from California, and I grew up having a few big earthquakes. I remember practicing and rehearsing what to do if we were faced with a major earthquake emergency. Yeah. At any rate, I'm familiar with earthquakes, been through a few. Also, you know, playing and living in Japan for a number of years. I'm just kind of used to them. Right? No big deal. My wife, on the other hand, even though she's lived with me for a short period of time in my playing days in Japan, still she's European and she doesn't have much reference for earthquakes. So the other day when the earthquake hit us here, by the way, it was a pretty big one, I think like 7 point something. And I mean, big, especially considering they never have them here. Anyway, it was night. I was standing in the dining room holding our newborn baby, who was at that time about a week old. And we had just put to sleep our daughter, who's 6 years old, right? And she's, you know, never lived in California. Anyway, the quake happens. And it's, you know, we're starting to shake. I brace myself and I get low and close to the ground, as, you know, I'm 6'2" and I don't want to fall holding my newborn son. The quake lasts for a few seconds. And as it's going, my wife screams out to my daughter, who's in our room, to come into the living room, come with us. And as my daughter comes and she's freaking out, I instruct everyone strictly, quickly to get to my office and get under the table. Now, the quake stopped by the time we got there. And instead of talking about how, how we were all scared, we talked about what to do if an aftershock happened, what to do next if, if something happens, right? The point is, we're all scared, but we focused on the acronym, what's important now, or you can say what's important next. Later, we talked about how scary it was and how things were falling off the shelf. But in the moment, we focused on what was important now. In life, we often find ourselves at the mercy of our circumstances. But if you really think about it, we're in charge of what we do during this time and how we react to those circumstances, right? And that's my journey. That's what I'm trying to teach my guys. That's what win is. It's focus. It's the putting an importance on having a plan. But sometimes it's even understanding that you need to work out the way you want to succeed after your first plan gets blown up and how you're going to recover and regain your focus, right? It's what you do, not how you feel, that gets things done. Okay. A lot of times when we're focusing on how we feel, we're our own worst enemies. The path to success is a road without signposting, right? We all know, no matter where you're at, life is good at throwing you curveballs, which we know are tough to hit. But with the right mindset, with the right approach, then anything is possible to hit, right? Have your mind focus on what's important now. Perfection on IG is not possible, not in the game. The perfect number on the radar does not exist. Okay. My challenge this year, don't sit around waiting for someone to discover you, waiting for someone to pick you, waiting for someone to save you, to rescue you, or to give you your shot, because it's not going to fucking happen. Let your focus be on that acronym. Win. What's important now? Let it give you that inner peace, that harmony, that belief that nothing can shake you. Nothing can distract you. What's important? What's most important now? Focus on what you're doing right now, not the past, not the future. Don't let distractions interfere with your day-to-day life and what you're trying to do, your focus. What you spend your time on is your responsibility. Anyway, I hope this helps you. That's all the time that I have this week. As always, don't forget to breathe and peace.
That I need to the puzzle. Look at my arms, look at my palms, look at the sweat, look at my eyes, look at the threat.
We working, 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 we working.
Practice make perfect, practice make perfect.
We working for certain, we working, we working.
We got the purpose, we got the nervous. We got a service.
We working, 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 we working.
Hey, coach, put me in the game. I bet they remember my name. I bet they remember the shot, the flame. I bet they remember the bang. I bet he remember the pain. He never walked the same.